Do you know what you're doing tonight?
I don't know.
I saw Star Wars last night.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Pretty good. Performances were terrible.
That's what I heard.
The writing was terrible. It's just, I didn't feel like a kid. I didn't feel like being like any of the characters. But I did get sucked into the whole, like, design. Like, it was just so beautiful that I got completely swept away. It was very well put together.
It's too bad, because you could have had that and a good script, too. You had 20 years to work on that script. No reason, and like I was saying with Dyke last night, and he goes, well, he doesn't care about that, he just cares about the money. But the thing is, he'd make even more money. He'd have, why would he, why, you don't have to lose any money by putting a good script in.
Right. Yeah, the supposed villain, Darth Maul, was really just a guy with a really, like, guy with a faggy voice.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he looked pretty menacing and stuff, but he didn't sound menacing.
He had a faggy voice.
Yeah, he was like, I will do your bidding, Emperor. And, of course, the Emperor was the same. The Emperor was the old man, but then you never saw him, you just saw his blue image.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That weird computer animated alien that hangs around with the Jedi's.
Oh, God.
I heard he's really annoying.
Really, really, really annoying.
And he also has a Jamaican accent, is that true?
He's got a Jamaican accent. It's so racist, because he's painted as a very stupid character. They act like he is, like, a big idiot that falls around. A Jamaican idiot.
See, the thing is, though, Jamaicans are smart. Jamaican I've ever met has been really smart.
Right. So, but he wasn't, he acted, and he walked sort of like a, he had like a little bit of a, just a stupid slave walk. And then the guy who owned the young Darth Vader, for the slave, like the slave owner, was this fat floating, like, worm with an Italian accent, a big Guido accent.
Weird.
Yeah.
This means something. They're always like laying into sort of.
It's completely racist, and the big aliens, the big green aliens. One of them is Jewish, and one of them is Asian. One's got like a fucking kind of accent, and the other one is like, hey, what you wanna do? Like fucking. Oh no, that was more Italian. But
yeah.
But one guy's like
more Woody Allen-ish.
Just like stupid. Yeah, exactly.
Billy Crystal sort of, or
yeah,
like a
totally Billy Crystal. So they conquered every racial stereotype and then reinvented it.
It's so insane.
Yeah,
really
the two people that are in charge of all the wheeling and dealing and the evil shit were the Jewish guy and the Asian guy. But these were all monsters with these accents. They didn't really necessarily embody physically these races, but they totally vocally portrayed them that way. And they were all unsavory characters, all characters that you don't want to be around. And everybody else in the show was white, except for Samuel L. Jackson, who had three lines.
Yeah, I heard that. Like, what a waste, you know, that man on the set, and not giving him a chance to act.
Yep.
He's such an amazing actor.
Yeah, but also, the lines, the way he delivered all his lines was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, as if he was reading them off a card. I don't know, it was just really, like...
Well, apparently, like, the actors weren't even on the set together with each other. They're all, like, sitting, like, in front of blue screens with grids behind them. Be told who they're interacting with. It's all, like, computer animated. And, like, that's why the movie is failing this on the acting levels, because they're not acting with other humans, they're acting with computers. Computers are dead, and we're alive, and that's the wrong way to go.
Yeah.
Whenever I see like a movie with a computer animated character, I keep thinking of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Like, it doesn't look like it's there, really. It looks like some sort of computer animated thing. It's, like, when they redid the Star Wars and they put in that scene with Jabba the Hutt walking with Han Solo.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, in the third movie, he's, like, floating on this platform. He's really big. I guess the other one, he's, like, the first one, he's, like, walking next to him, and he sort of slugs along. He sort of crawls on like a big worm.
Yeah.
And it looked like a cartoon character. Like, he had that weird sheen to him.
Yep. But he's in this movie, too.
Is he?
Jabba the Hutt, yeah.
What's he doing in this one?
He's like, he comes out in the Coliseum and like waves at everybody and everyone cheers, and there's about to be like some sort of race or something, or some sort of mass like menacing hysteria.
Wow.
And Jabba the Hutt's there and he bites the head off of some rat. And he's got like a wife who sits next to him, and she's like a little smaller, but she looks just like him.
This movie is intrigued. This movie. I'm when I go, I definitely